today was to talk about the effort and the energy that your team displayed tonight.
Yeah, I think, you know, as much as anything, I have great respect for their team. So forced to play at a high level competitively as much as anything. I think they compete. And if you don't compete at a high level, it's hard to beat them. I thought that, you know, we didn't start out as focused as we needed to be defensively. I thought in the first quarter, they got some easy stuff. We got better as the game went on defensively. And, you know, the zone caught us for a second. We got some great looks against there. Sometimes when a team goes zone and you don't have a great possession, we had a couple good ones, we just didn't score. And then it can get in your head a little bit where you're not really disorganized or doing anything wrong, you just didn't score. I thought we handled that mentally, you know, well. So good, as you said, just a really good win, important win for us.
Coach, at the beginning of the season, Dyson Daniels was shooting historically bad. What has been the difference, especially in this winning streak, to his approach to the game and his offense to the game specifically?
I think, you know, he's just shooting. You know, you can't make them if you don't take them. And as much as anything, you know, everybody's got confidence in him taking that shot. So just getting space, I think. Just his preparation, you know, is getting him ready to shoot when he's not passing anything up. And if he doesn't feel comfortable shooting in a given possession, that's okay too. He can make other plays. We've seen him do that as well. So I don't want Dyson to overthink it. I think that's the biggest, you know, issue for any player. You kind of obsess about something. He's not doing that. Didn't feel that tonight. Every time you look at his plus minus, he like leads our team in plus minus, whether he's shooting or not. So, like I said, I don't want to overthink it on his behalf, and I don't want him doing it either.
And similar vein, shooting night for O, just how did he kind of get the right spacing or rotate it out to get open so that guys could find him?
Yeah, I think, you know, I mentioned it's similar to Dyson. I think the spacing is everything. You know, when you space early, before you're open, you just space to space, and then you're available. I thought he did a good job of that. We've been, the last time we played Boston, I think we haven't been as disciplined with the way we've spaced them for, been a foot inside the line, and, you know, guys starting, two guys cutting, and just not having enough awareness on that. And, you know, Onyeka, I thought he was ready to shoot.
Zach was really good offensively, aggressive. He had a tough matchup on Jaden a couple of times. What happened on that challenge ball? I couldn't hear what the referee said, but it looked like it was perfect verticality.
Yeah, you know, the thing about challenges, you know, there may be a call we don't agree with. You may think it's a bad call, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to get overturned. Usually that's the nature of the challenge. And sometimes there's something else that's going on that, you know, we don't see in the moment. So I think, you know, that call is a tough one. You know, we try to go verticality, but sometimes someone hits you and you go down, or you go down. So I couldn't, you know, I wasn't seeing the monitor, but we lost the challenge.
And do you think he's getting more respect from referees?
I'm not worried about anything to do with Zach and respect for the referees or challenges. I'm worried about him playing like he did tonight and defending and crashing. And I'm not going to overanalyze Zach. I thought he played great.
Coach, coming off of a two-loss mark and six games left, what's kind of the message down the stretch?
We talked to, you know, a few weeks ago about it. Basically at 14 games, we had two playoff series. So what tonight was the first of the seven-game playoff series. You know, and we treat it like that. Every game is essential. We know what we're up against. It hasn't been an easy road for us. We just want to continue to play well, and I still think, you know, to get better. You know, all these games, tonight was a good example. Early in the game, we started trying to attack a shot blocker at the rim, and it didn't work out for us. You know, like, that's got to click sooner. It did click eventually. And our transition defense wasn't quite as good as it needed to be. I think we fouled a few times. So if there's things we can take from every game, you don't have time to practice them, but you can watch them on film. Sometimes a little harder at other times when you're traveling and things, but we just got to dig in and keep playing the way that we've been playing and execute.
When you talk about Jonathan's physicality, where did you see him in that last?
Well, you could feel, you know, I thought both he and Zach, that group, and Gabe's physical too, he's not as big, but those guys played hard for us. They give us great minutes, you know. I think Jonathan will continue to get more comfortable, but he was aggressive at the right times. He forced himself on the game. And because of the way that he plays, we want him to be aggressive. And he's capable of doing that. And there's a line there that I think he's finding as far as, you know, I'm in there and I can kick it out, or I'm in there and like, I'm going to go to the rim. And getting the free throw line is significant for us.
Coach, talking about the 13 straight home win. Obviously, you want to win your home game, you want to be able to defend the floor. You got to be proud about the level of home court advantage that you all have been able to build as you went to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody in the locker room has an appreciation for being at home. When I say that, appreciation for your fans that, you know, come down. And every now and then there's a little traffic around here, as you guys know. And they're here to pull us through, and you feed off that energy. And you want, you know, there's part of you that wants to, you know, to come through for them and to win those games at home. So I think that's been in our guys' minds for a while. And, you know, again, we've been fortunate that we put a little stream together. You're not going to get all of them, but the focus has been there. And I think our team's just been playing hard. And, you know, like I said, that's what we need to do. That just needs to be the baseline for us.
Coach, you've spoken about these two guys a lot, but can you talk about Jalen and Nikhil? They're both in the conversation for most improved this year. How have those two specifically progressed throughout the season and stepped up as there's been so much turnover?
Yeah, I think coming into the year, we felt like there's more there. And that's, you know, whether you're a younger player, they're both young. And opportunity sometimes is something that you need to raise your level to meet that. And it doesn't always happen right away. So I think both those guys, you know, understanding and being more aggressive when our team has needed that. But then at the same time, as we've added more players, say CJ, for example, or Dyson, or JK, other guys offensively that are capable of making plays, for them to understand, you know, time and score and situational basketball, and still maintain their aggressiveness, but also be unselfish enough to create for other people. And I think for both of them, they're valuing the importance of them creating for their teammates is a huge thing. Usually that comes later. You know, for them, that's all happened within the span of a year. And it puts even more importance on it when you're one of the guys that the team needs to make plays. So their ability to do that, I think as the years progress, you know, we look at a stat sheet. What really they started to think more about is how efficient can they be? Because efficiency, you know, that's what leads to winning. There's a lot of people that can put up, you know, numbers in a given game. You see that all the time. But when you're efficient, and that's been something for both of them, you know, to really understand that on a deep level in the context of the team. And I've been really impressed with their willingness to do that as much as I can.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.